Welcome to another edition of Brad Huddleston's TechWise. Here's Brad with today's segment.
She was picking at scabs on her hand, purposely not allowing them to heal. She was a young girl I encountered after speaking at a school. I can confirm anecdotally what the research shows. Deliberate self-harm is increasing. The most prominent methods of self-harm are cutting the skin, headbanging or hitting, and burning. Oxford researchers have concluded that the internet is linked to an increased risk of suicide and self-harm among vulnerable adolescents. All treatments website listed common reasons why children harm themselves. Distraction from trauma or bad memories. To feel something when they feel detached. A cry for help, not to be confused with seeking attention, which has been stigmatized as manipulative behavior. A release when they are feeling angry, lonely, or helpless. To punish themselves, the result of low self-esteem. To feel in control, poverty, and neglect. Signs of self-harm include recurrent cuts, scars, or bruising, long sleeves and long pants in hot weather, dismissing injuries as accidents. If you or someone you know self-harms, it is very important to reach out for help right away. Do not wait. If you need help finding someone to talk to, contact us at bradhuddleston.com.
You'll find a wide variety of additional helpful resources at bradhuddleston.com.